The presiding bishop of the Methodist Church and chairman of the Christian Council of Ghana, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has suggested a legal framework to check criminal activities of so-called men of God. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed rising sexual scandals in the church, Most Reverend Asante asked journalists to exercise caution in publishing activities of these men of God, which result in gullible people falling prey to their claims. He called for specialization in religious reporting to inject more professionalism in that area.
We need some kind of legal instruments that will regularize the activities of people going around calling themselves evangelists. Your journalism must also be educated. Anybody is described as a pastor. Somebody who goes around doing his own thing, they say a pastor. We don't even find out where was he ordained, who ordained him, to which authority, to which body does the person belong to. I think it is important that we have journalists who specialize in religious matters and who will be able to put the stories to the public in ways and manner that will not give false impression of what is actually not the case.
Dr. Lawrence Tete of the World Miracle Outreach said the Orthodox Pentecostal and Charismatic churches cannot escape blame for the scandals. According to him, the money-loving tendencies and sexual scandals can be found in all the churches. Reverend Dr. Tete called for structures to check the phenomenon.
This problem is not about individual churches. It is happening around the spectrum. In the Anglican Church, in the Catholic Church, in the Methodist Church, in the Presbyterian Church, there are people there who are also very immoral, let alone the charismatic and the Pentecostal. This thing is about grace. It's not he that willeth or he that runneth. God that showeth mercy. It's man problem. The word of God said David shouldn't have gone into Bathsheba because to give people the chance to mock our God. So people around the spectrum have been very immoral, and it is something that we need to get structures in place to check it. It's not about women being abused. Trust me. There are women who are also raping men. And I speak around the churches, and I know old ladies who have coerced young men and have abused them and have coerced them with money to get into it. So what we need to do is to have structures in place that will get these ones out. And remember, the percentage of these immoral charlatans, we call them, or whatever title we call them, is so minute that if we don't take care, it will undermine the very integrity of the few of us who happen to own our own ministries but are doing our best to bring society back to where it's supposed to be.
Gender and Human Resources Development Consultant Rosling Obeng-Kufuri attributed the unfortunate phenomenon to the breakdown of social institutions and systems that should be playing their established roles to protect women from falling prey to the lure of charlatans.
Why are these women gullible? Why do they see the miracle-working pastor as the one to go to? She's being harassed because she has no child or no husband. Are there counseling centers where people who are confused socially about an issue can even go for counseling? We have all kinds of NGOs. We don't have NGOs that are basically being supported to counsel people. The few who are doing that, I don't even call them NGOs. We are individuals who people identify and come to for counseling, and there's no fee attached. You are not supported by any financial organization or the state. Our social welfare system has broken down. If women who are faced with a problem know that they can go somewhere and be counseled, and from there they make a proper decision, they will not be going to these gullible pastors. And I know that that is one essential system which can take away a lot of these women who are running to pastors if the state has such a thing in place.
You heard views of panelists on Focus, our current affairs program, which discussed rising scandals in the church.